Continued 2020. Interior massive crater island. Super. After the explosion, a person is seen sitting in a pool of mud, watched by Grandma, 60s, and her teenage granddaughter, Lucy. The house has completely disappeared. Grandma, come on, my dear. You have to climb out of there. Here, take hold of this blanket and we'll pull you out. Interior massive crater. Girl picks up her naked body and starts to climb out of the crater. Lucy. Hello, my name's Lucy, and this is my gran. We came to find James and heard shooting. Is he dead? They carry her back to a car and wait for her to talk. Kia. James is not dead. He just moved to another dimension. Grandma. Yes, well, we've had a lot of odd things happening around here. Let's get you home to a nice bath, and we'll find you some clothes to wear. Isn't that right, Lucy? Your name is Kia, isn't it? And you arrived on that cylinder in the sea, didn't you? Yes, so you can read my mind. Yes, well, a bit. I can see you in another dimension on a boat or a submarine. How did you know James? You are right. I was on a boat and was sent back with something important for James, but don't remember what it was. Interior village house, Caribbean island. Drive back to Lucy's house where Kia joins family in the front room. Grandma, here you are, my dear. A nice cup of tea to warm you up. Kia, so you're a family living where on this planet? Lucy, we live on a tropical island in the Caribbean. Well, actually, it's still British territory, so speak English and have picked up many of their customs and habits. We also have a volcano, isn't it, Gran? 20 years ago, we had volcanic eruptions on the island. The south is still covered in ash, dreadful times, but we survived. And where are you from, my dear? Yes, well, it's a bit difficult to explain. We had to escape on a boat. It was far away in another dimension. I see, that's most interesting. Did you have a queen like ours on that picture on the wall? Oh, yes, our queen was called Queen Susanna. I think she may have come from this planet. Still, you must be pleased to find it's nice and warm here in the tropics. Come on, Kia, let's find you some clothes to wear, and you will have to sleep with me as there are only 2 bedrooms in the house. Yes, I would like that very much. I would like to go and see this volcano tomorrow. I'm afraid no one is allowed to visit that part of the island. It's called the exclusion zone. Oh, I see. Maybe we go somewhere else, like a visit to the beach. Exterior, Caribbean island, road to beach, next morning. Outside Grandma's house on the island, Lucy has found 2 bicycles to ride down to the beach. Lucy is a typical Caribbean teenager, full of life with dark skin and curly black hair. Kia looks to be from Egypt with large eyes and matted hair. She's a humanoid hybrid, what some would call half-alien, and appears much, much older. Both girls ride on bikes. Kia's bike leaves the road and goes in a ditch. Kia, I'm never going on that machine again. Lucy, Kia, watch out! That's the 2nd truck we've seen today going down to the beach. The 1st was full of army men. That's most strange. All right, let's leave our bikes at the Botanic Gardens, as there's a back way down to the beach if you don't mind a walk. No, I don't mind walking at all. Is it very far? It shouldn't take us more than 30 minutes, and you can tell me about your travel experience on that cylinder thing. Okay, but I don't remember much at all. I remember there was a woman called Natalie who gave me something for James. She thought your planet was in great danger. All I remember was James at the house. So you did meet James at the house? Yes, I think there was a temple in front of the pool. Then I heard an argument and gunfire, so I swam down to the bottom of the water and waited. The next moment I was sitting in a pool of mud and the house had disappeared. You know, places with volcanoes are very powerful and can interfere with reality. So you think that James never died but moved on with the house? Yes, I'm certain. There was a temple beside the pool like we had in Armarma. Our priests could levitate people and move huge blocks of stone as if by magic. Have you ever seen that done on this island? Yes, we've seen all kinds of things here. Force fields and people flying through the air. That all started when the cylinder thing arrived on the beach. That's why we have to get onto the beach to see if it's still there. Well, we are at the end of the beach road, but keep to the side as we don't want to be seen by the men with the trucks parked ahead. Come on this way, Kia. We need to cross the road to get down onto the beach. There's plenty of cover by the rocks. Exterior Caribbean Island. Taking Kia's hand, they run across the road and disappear down a path onto the beach. Lucy, it looks like they've started work on the north end of the beach, so we should be able to see the cylinder from here. Kia, look, Lucy, the cylinder has been pulled back up the beach by a system of ropes with soldiers doing the work. Yes, they look like Royal Engineers with their white faces and uniforms. They must have been sent here from England. But what are those local men doing working on the far end of the beach? I think they're starting to build a fence. It looks as if the whole beach will be shut off in the next few days. Let's stay behind these rocks and wait for the soldiers to take a break for lunch. It's nearly midday, so it can't be long. Exterior Caribbean Island. They wait by the rocks where Kia looks at the seaweed growing in the rock pools. Lucy, look, I think they're leaving, probably going to lunch at the lodge close by, so now we can check out the cylinder. Do you still want to go, Kia? Kia, yes, of course, but it's going to be scary for you, so let's go together. Exterior, empty island beach. They walk some across the empty sand and look up at the shining cylinder towering above them. What do you think, Kia? This thing is much bigger than I thought. Don't see any windows or a door. Do you see a way to get inside? Yes. Can you help me dig away some sand here? I think there's a way in below where I can crawl inside. All right, but you will have to be quick because when the tide comes back, you'll be trapped inside. Don't worry. I know what this thing is now. We often saw them on our planet. Can you help me dig out this hole? So please, tell me what it is. I don't know what you call these things, but it's a spaceship that can move people and fly through space. I never saw one crashed before. But why might it have crashed here on Montserrat? I told you before, it may have been done by that volcano of yours. It must have interfered with the magnetic fields, but I need to get inside to see what happened. I think I can squeeze through this entrance to get on board. Can you stay here and watch out for when the water comes back? All right, but if you're not back by the time the soldiers return, I'm going to tell them someone is trapped inside. Okay, that's a deal. Now wish me luck, as I think I can wriggle my way inside now. Exterior Island Beach. Lucy in a panic as the tide water returns. The cylinder starts to glow and slowly lifts off the beach. Lucy. Oh my God, this thing is moving! Lucy falls into shallow water as the cylinder moves up the beach and stops at the high tide mark. A door opens. Kia. Lucy, did you see that? I managed to move this up the beach without all those silly men with all those ropes. That was amazing. I think it's time we disappeared before the soldiers come back and we get asked a lot of questions. Come on, let's go and hide in the trees above the beach. I remember the training my first husband taught me how to control these things. Lucy. Oh, look! The soldiers have returned from their lunch, only to find the cylinder had moved further up the beach. That's really funny, isn't it? But Kia, you left that small door open. That's not good. In fact, I stole the control panel, so I'm closing it now before anyone thinks they can get inside. Come on, Kia. We must leave quickly on the back path, as they may check people on the road. Exterior return through woods. Both girls run up the path, and Lucy asks more questions. Did you find out more of why the cylinder may have crashed? Sorry, no. It was very dark inside and took me a while to find the room with the controls. There are no windows, so until I started the power again, there wasn't much to see at all. But you had an idea of what you were doing. So tell me what these things were used for on your planet. Our planet was at times most unstable, with a big moon that came back every 10 years. Our kings and queens need help to move people to higher places, often to other planets. Doesn't your queen see any need to do that here? No, it's not quite the same here. It's our governments that make such decisions, and even now they refuse to believe in extraterrestrial visitors. They say they aren't real, can you believe? That's strange, because we worked with some of your people on the boat who helped us escape on the boat. That's how I learned to speak your language. That's called English, isn't it? Yes, so tell me, how big was this boat and how many people were on board? The ship was as big as the cylinder. No, I think a lot bigger. That's interesting. You must tell me more of your experience with the English-speaking crew. There were two English women with their two girls and Natalie, who helped us escape. The captain's name was Claude, and his partner, Anita, was a woman who controlled the weapons on the ship. So how many local women were you on board this boat?
There were six of us. We were trained by Anita to be the crew. They said we were sailors. What I don't understand is why your people want to make uniforms. We had to sew new work clothes, and that was quite an experience for us all.
So you were working with these people from our planet all that time?
Yes, sometimes it was frightening as the ship went under the sea.
You mean like a submarine?
Yes. You know, the good thing about taking the control panel is that I can get inside again and perhaps fly away to look for James.
But we don't even know which dimension James is in.
Yes, and I don't know how to get back to that planet where the boat is now. The captain was my lover, and now I've lost him forever.
I'm sorry, but for us women, that's often how men come and go in our lives.
Look, we are back at Mary's clothing shop. Let's go in and buy some proper clothes that fit. This time I promise you won't have to sew anything at all.
Thanks, that's most kind. If we get stopped by the army, we say we're just two girls out buying clothes. After that, we pick up our bikes at the gardens and walk back home.
Right. Just in time for a cup of your English tea with Grandma. I'm starting to like your way of life here.
Next, we return to James at the airbase by moving forward to 2030 again.